Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and speaking from my home in Plano, Texas, to you who are close and to you who are far. The Spirit of God is quickening my heart, making my words alive, speaking words to me. The words that I speak are not their spirit, their life. The flesh profited nothing. This past Saturday, April 20, 2013, I did a meeting at the Holiday Inn in Joplin, Missouri. I did my first meeting at the Holiday Inn in Joplin, Missouri in 1994. I was on television in Joplin, Channel 12, KODE, beginning February 2nd, 1992. That's where many of you first saw my face on KODE Channel 12 television screen. I was delighted. I was happy. I was pleased that God would send me back to Jasper County, Missouri. Channel 12, Joplin, Missouri, where my family had come to Circoxy in 1867 from Illinois and were early settlers of Jasper County. I was pleased. I was raised on a farm, lived on a farm. My father was a contractor. He worked throughout the state of Missouri. As a young boy, I got to go from the farm to the cities, beginning perhaps in Joplin, then Springfield, in St. Louis, in Kansas City, in Jefferson City, and cities throughout Missouri, working with my dad. There, I began to see things that puzzled me. I recall being in Cassville, Missouri. I can tell you the man's name that my dad did some work for, but I won't. The man was a crook. He was a crook, and I determined that day no crook is ever going to deceive me. No crook. I think I could even drive you to the property where Dad and I worked, and Dad's men that worked for it. Oh, did I decide that day, you will not lie or steal from me. Cassville, Missouri, just south of Monette, Missouri. Oh, what a day that was for a young boy. I was a young lad, and I was raised in the honest home by honest people. And my dad did a job with a handshake with a crook of Cassville, Missouri. I've never forgot you, friend. I hope I pray you're not in hell. You're not in hell. Amen. You weren't the big chief you thought you were. This easygoing, sober-faced kid was watching you by the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the day that was, and opened my eyes. Today, it is sick what I see going on in my country. Not very far from me, that President of the United States is now speaking. Where David Koresh was burned up with fire. Amen. Thank God. I heard the president refer to the Bible. To the Bible. The one thing President Obama does not know, he does not know the man that spoke the words of the Bible, Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, he speaks big, boastful words, but he doesn't know Jesus. But I know Jesus. I know him well. This past Saturday, at Joplin, Missouri, it's Holiday Inn. We, from several states, did a preaching of the gospel and a worship and praise service. I hired a company from Joplin, Missouri. I'm not sure what they call themselves, but to do my video and audio. I had employed them before, and I thought what they did was satisfactory. Not excellent, but satisfactory. But Saturday, April 20th, 2013, at noon to 2, this group handled my audio, my video, my live stream. On live stream and Roku. And I want to speak to the live stream and the Roku people who watch my broadcast in India, Japan, Hong Kong, Canada, Mexico, I can't remember all of the current countries that get my live stream. Oh, France, England, oh yeah. Unreal. Amen. And they watch me 3 and 4 times a week. 1 hour. What a blessing. Had the world watch. Not me, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. When I returned home on Saturday afternoon, I had hired a company in Joplin to do my production. And when I got home, I heard I did not have an audio video of what took place. But I heard people that know me from throughout the U.S. say, Doyle, we couldn't get it. We couldn't get live stream. We couldn't get Roku. It would come and go. And I asked for a tape, an audio video tape, that took me until Tuesday to get it. And when, I believe it was Tuesday evening, when I got it, I thought, what kind of production is this? Who in the world produced this? So, I sent an email to the man that I believed that I hired to do the job. And I said, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to speak to a professional what I'm about to say to you. So I don't want to say any more except this is, I believe I said, poor or inferior. I couldn't believe that a professional man who would charge me in advance would produce such a piece of junk. Nothing but. I have exchanged email with this man, and I told him I believe he owes me a refund of my charges for the production, the services which I paid him, I believe, 2 to 3 weeks in advance by credit card. I've yet to hear anything from him. But what I want to do is apologize to my friends throughout the world, live stream, Roku, which is not so far out in the world, for such inferior service that I rendered to you. It grieves my heart that I have so many listeners throughout the world when I employ a man or a company and pay them for services that they're not able to perform. And I could only say to those of you that are my friends, I apologize. But today, my organization found a piece of equipment that is on its way to Water Black, to the headquarters, that can produce the same quality broadcast as we have provided in the past on Roku and live stream. God bless all of you. Oh, I will tell you, many weapons in Joplin area have risen up against me, but not one can stand against me. Not one. You will be brought to your knees, you wicked people that resist what God is doing through my ministry. Later this afternoon, when I was praying, I prayed a prayer. Isaiah 54:17. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. But every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, in Joplin, I condemn you in Jesus' name. God bless my enemies, my friends, and those that don't know yet who you are. God bless you, and good day. Doyle Davidson, Plano, Texas, speaking in love. Amen.